Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah, how you doing? I want to give you plenty of time. It's 6:23. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. I'm sure there was quite a few drank last night by the Bucks fans. Yeah. Anyway, I'll let you get to it. What do you got for us?
Dude, NBA, kick it off. Yeah. First off, I just got to say, I know, Red, you're listening out there, man. And he texted me last night in excitement. He's a big Suns fan. Big, big Suns fan.
Suck it, Red. Your team lost.
Dude, he's a big fan. Be careful. Be careful. We don't need to lose one of three listeners.
Hey,
here,
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah, but Milwaukee last night beating the Suns for a championship, man. 105-98. That's right. Giannis Antetokounmpo. He ended one of the greatest NBA finals ever with 50 points.
Man.
And a championship. Milwaukee waited 50 years to win again.
So, yeah, the last time they won was in 1971. Mm-hmm. The number one show on television was All in the Family. The number one song was Three Dog Nights, Joy to the World, and the highest grossing film was Fiddler on the Roof. So there you go. Been a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quite some time.
Yeah.
Giannis added 14 rebounds, 5 block shots as the Bucks, like I said, beat the Phoenix Suns 105-98. Last night, I stayed up and watched it, and it was, dude, it was a great game. Telling you what, it was a hard-fought game. You could tell, back and forth, back and forth. The Bucks would go up by 10 points, and then I'd go get something to eat in the kitchen, come back, and all of a sudden the Suns are up by 6. What? What's going on? It was crazy last night. And you know what was really crazy? The stadium. There are like 60,000 fans outside of the front door. Judy, it was wild. It was like a concert last night. You could hear it through the TV how loud these people were in that stadium last night. So, you know what? Congratulations to you Bucks fans out there. Congratulations to Milwaukee. It's been a while. And, you know, congratulations, Wisconsin. Finally, somebody in Wisconsin
can bring it home.
Capitalize.
Can bring it home.
Win.
But here's what's going to be great, though. In true Wisconsin fashion, they're going to just blow it. They're going to be like, oh, no, we're going to trade all of our other players because Giannis can do everything. It's fine. It'll be fine. Yeah, screw it.
Let's trade Giannis. Just get rid of Giannis. We're going to trade him off.
Gutenkurs is going to come into the Bucks boardroom, but guys, I don't know if you've seen how well I've handled the Packers right now, but I got the perfect setup for your team, okay? You're riding high, but I'm going to make it even better. I'm going to make it even better.
Dude, you could not stop the guy last night. Giannis, he just kept driving the ball. He's just so big and athletic, and it's wild. You can't stop him down low.
Yeah.
The Suns did everything they could. And you know what? The Suns are, I think, a better team. Honestly, they were just not playing together. They weren't playing well. They weren't hitting shots. And they haven't been doing that in the past few games. But, yeah, there you go. Anyway, congratulations, Milwaukee. You boxed the NBA champions this year. Kind of a big deal. So, that's a team from the Midwest, too, which is nice.
Nice.
Major League Baseball yesterday. Real quick, Tigers beating the Rangers 4-1. White Sox beating the Twins 9-5. Cubs beating the Cardinals 7-6. Let's see. Rangers going to be Detroit 7 o'clock. Cubs over in St. Louis 8 o'clock. Twins going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. I got a few stories, but I kind of want to save them for next hour. We just top it off with saying congratulations this morning to the Bucks.
Nicely done. You know, I've been cheering for the Bucks my whole life. I'm a diehard fan, and all I can say is I knew it was going to happen. That's it. I knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew it. Yep, that's it. That's it.
There you go. It's just sports this morning.
I haven't watched a Bucks game in probably 25 years.
Jesus.
Whatever. Terrible. Good enough.
You're the worst.
We'll be back with more. Stick around.
Rock WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:22, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
How you doing? All right. We're going to get right to it because, of course, we're running behind, as always.
As always.
Hunter is real chatty about Jeff Bezos and his penis rocket. So let's do sports. Here we go.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you're thirsty, you won't be thirsty because Bud's there and you're stocked up. Yeah.
There you go, man. For the first time in 50 years, Milwaukee Bucks, NBA champions. There you go. Got to give a big round of applause for Milwaukee. The Bucks over there, man. Winning three in a row there. That was pretty crazy. Giannis tore it up last night. Had another performance for the ages. Posting a playoff career high 50 points last night, 14 boards, 5 blocks to power the Bucks to a thrilling 105-98 Game 6 victory over the Phoenix Suns. You know what's crazy about this? They won it in Game 6. So it kind of disproves the theory of they always go to Game 7 to make more money.
No, they heard us talking about it, so they had to switch it up. They're like, oh, they're on to us, man. They're on
Brock
to us.
Brock and Hunter said something.
Yeah, they're on to us.
The NBA commissioner said.
These guys got it all figured out, man. We got to do something different. Watch out. Yep.
The Greek Freak last night. That's right. Joined Shaquille O'Neal as the only players in NBA history with 3 40-point, 10 rebound games in a single NBA Finals series. It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty awesome. Last night, he was just absolutely, he was killing it.
Yeah.
Once he started hitting free throws, so obviously people kind of know Giannis as a struggle at the free throw line. And he goes there a lot because he drives the ball constantly.
Yeah.
Last night, dude, he was like, at one point, I think he was like 7 for 7. He's on fire. He started hitting free throws one after the other. And I'm like, okay, he's not gonna miss. And he was just driving the ball hard last night.
Grab your ankles, sons. Giannis ain't missing.
It's Giannis. You quit saying Giannis. Giannis.
Giannis.
It's Giannis.
Like you speak Greek. Shut up. You don't know. You're about as good as I am at that.
I do know.
Yeah.
No, do you know? Watch our game. So.
Do you know? Him and I are friends, all right? Me and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Our best of friends.
What's his last name again?
Antetokounmpo. And
Papa Serki Diku.
Despacito, right? I think that's how it is.
No, that's not it.
And Antipatico.
But finally, Wisconsin bringing home some kind of a championship for once.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Way off. Should have seen Milwaukee, the stadium last night. Dude, it was absolutely incredible. There were 60,000 fans outside of the front door watching it on the big screen.
Genesis Antetokounmpo.
It's not a Sega Genesis, for God's sakes. Just shut up. You're ruining my sports report.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Is that what it is? That's how you say it, right?
No, it's not. It's not it. All right, moving on.
Okay.
Congratulations to
nicely done
to the Bucks last
nicely
night.
Done nicely done.
Big rings, dude. Big rings. Have you seen those NBA championship rings?
Oh yeah, yeah. I got a couple from when I played back in the '90s. You know,
did you? No,
dunking all over the place.
You put it on your wrist with those tiny hands. All right. Anyway, moving on. MMA.
I can't even be mad about that. That's awesome.
It's good to be Conor McGregor these days. Yeah, sure. Even though he snapped his ankle the other night. He's going to need at least 6 months to recover from that fractured tibia and fibula, but he's going to be just fine. He'll be able to rehab aboard his 4,000-horsepower Lamborghini super yacht. Dude, this boat's incredible. Priced at $3.4 million, which is I just read is an incredible price for it. Apparently, he's basically stole it. So he weighs 24 tons, 63 feet in length. Constructed out of carbon fiber, and it goes fast, extremely fast. So, check it out sometime when you get a chance.
He needs to stop fighting. Why? He just needs to enjoy retirement. He has not done well in the ring. He's got more money than most athletes should have. Just enjoy it, man. Just
Here's
enjoy
the thing,
it.
Though, is I thought about that too. I'm like, why is he? What, dude, he's got God's money, but. It's so easy to re-up, and I mean, it's not so easy. Listen to me. You can re-up so fast at MMA. Do one fight for Conor McGregor, best millions and millions and millions of dollars. Boom. That was one round. That was 5 minutes of fighting, dude. And who makes that kind of money?
I guess, yeah, even if you lose, you get money. You get a nice big chunk, so.
Dude, he can go in there at 75 years old. People are still going to watch. They're still going to pay, and he's. And everybody wants to fight him because if you fight Conor McGregor, that's the money fight.
Yeah.
You know, so he can't step out of the ring. just get drunk, go in there, get your ass whipped.
Honestly, he might
collect
do better.
Collect your cash.
He might do better if he's drunk, man. You're a little pissed off Irish guy. Come on now.
Right. Need some of that proper 12 before you go into the ring. Anyway, there you go. That's your sports report this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.